Thank you for joining us this morning. I want to welcome each and every one of you here today as we recognize and celebrate the 50 years of the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Rip Ripito. I'm the president and CEO here at the Kentucky State Fair Board, and it's a pleasure to welcome you here this morning. And we welcome all the dignitaries that we have here, and although our Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture couldn't join us, we welcome Mr. Steve Kelly, his Deputy Commissioner. And we also welcome our legislators who are here with us. We were expecting State Representative Suzanne Miles of Owensboro, and we appreciate her interest and presence being here. And the reason that was significant is Representative Miles' father, Billy Joe Miles, was one of the people who had the great responsibility of forming and doing the original championship tractor pull. And so it was important that we recognize Billy Joe and the Miles family, and so we appreciate them very much. And we look forward to many, many more of great competition performances of the championship tractor pull. Now it's my pleasure at this time to introduce to you the chair of our board, Dr. Mark Lynn.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, it is a great honor to be here today, the 50th anniversary. Think about that. There's a lot of you out there that ain't got to 50 yet, and that's not quite right because some of us are well above it. But anyway, it's just a great show. It is the largest indoor display of farm machinery. It is a great showplace of what can be. This is not what used to be. Our past is important. Our past is great, and we should look at it and learn from it. But this is what should be. This is what could be. This is what we need to be. And guys, it is just a sheer honor for me to be a part of this. And without further ado, let me turn this back to Rip, and we'll just keep on going. Thank you so much for being here. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn. You know, in 1966, Governor Edward T. Breathitt cut the ribbon for that inaugural show here for the very first National Farm Machinery Show, which was held in the West Wing. It started with 40 to 50 exhibitors and 10 by 10 booths, and you see we've grown over the 50 years to over 860 exhibitors and 1.2 million square feet. But it's an honor today to welcome Governor Breathitt's daughter, who is here to help us remember Governor Breathitt and his tremendous legacy to who we are and what we've done. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Linda Breathitt.
Good morning. I am so happy to be here 50 years after my father cut the ribbon at this very show. I, like he would be, am very proud the National Farm Machinery Show has grown in attendance and importance as a place to see the newest and most innovative equipment and trends in farming. I come from Christian County, a big agricultural town, and like my dad, always understood the importance that farming is in our states to grow our economy, to feed its children, and help lead the way in modern farming. I can't wait to go inside and see these huge and amazing machines that some of them you almost need a forklift to get in. As my dad remarked 50 years ago, this show has a myriad of possibilities, and I believe this show has certainly lived up to that remark and then some. So it's my pleasure to be here and participate in this momentous 50th anniversary of the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was great. It's a distinct honor also to welcome today our Lieutenant Governor Crit Llewellyn. Lieutenant Governor Llewellyn's roots run deep in the Commonwealth and the history of the Commonwealth, especially through Kentucky's agricultural history. She continues to live on her family farm in Franklin County, and it's an honor, and we're very proud to welcome today the Honorable Crit Llewellyn.
Thank you, and good morning. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here where the center of the agricultural community will congregate during this wonderful show. On behalf of Governor Beshear and our Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet, and the Governor's Office of Agriculture Policy, it is my pleasure to be here today to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the National Farm Machinery Show. This is a remarkable event that draws hundreds of thousands of national and international visitors to Louisville and to the Commonwealth to showcase to the world what we have to offer right here in Kentucky. The economic impact of tourism in Kentucky amounts to over $12.5 billion annually. And the National Farm Machinery Show has continued to pour millions of dollars into our economy over the last 50 years, helping us each year reach new heights in our tourism dollars. Exhibitors to this show come from 32 states and 6 foreign countries: Canada, Argentina, Italy, Germany, England, and China. Since its inception 50 years ago, the National Farm Machinery Show has offered the most complete selection of cutting-edge agricultural products, equipment, and services available in the farming industry. The most innovative technology and new product launches are available to agribusiness professionals, as well as alternative energy information and solutions to the challenges facing today's agribusiness industry. As Rip has said, I'm a lifelong Kentuckian who still lives on my family farm near Frankfort. And I know how important agriculture is to Kentucky, and it's important to this governor. Steve Beshear's top priorities in his administration have included strengthening, diversifying, and creating opportunities within our rural communities. And as we've seen Kentucky successfully transition from a state dependent on tobacco to many other diversified crops and enterprising, we offer great appreciation to the Kentucky Agriculture Development Fund that has helped make that happen. And I was working with Governor Patton when we established that fund and began to see the results of the tobacco settlement agreement in that funding. A recent analysis by the UK College of Agriculture puts the total economic impact of agriculture at $46.3 billion, and that means 263,000 jobs across Kentucky. As agriculture and tourism continue to thrive in Kentucky, I want to thank all of our partners here today for your ongoing commitment to events like the National Farm Machinery Show. Rip Ripito, President and CEO of Kentucky State Fair Board, Fair Board Chair Mark Lynn, and all of the Fair Board members. These folks do a wonderful job every day for the Commonwealth. Linda Breathitt, thank you for helping to celebrate a powerful part of your father's legacy, Governor Edward T. Breathitt, who was one of the finest governors this state has seen serve. And also thank you to all of our legislators who continue to offer their support to Kentucky's proud agricultural tradition. It's an honor to be here today and to help showcase Kentucky's agricultural community and to open this wonderful show. Thank you.
One of the other groups that sends their well wishes this morning are legislators who are part of the Legislative Joint Committee on Agriculture. They are actually meeting at the Capitol today and also submitting a resolution in honor of the 50th anniversary of the National Farm Machinery Show. And from their co-chairs, Senator Paul Hornback and Representative Tom McKee, they send their well wishes and gratitude and look forward to seeing more of what we do over the next several years as we continue to grow and as we continue to innovate with the National Farm Machinery Show. And lastly, we would be remiss if we didn't recognize that core group of people who were with us 50 years ago who helped start the National Farm Machinery Show. If you are a charter member of that inaugural group who was an exhibitor, I know Buford's here, Mr. Doherty is here. Is there anyone else here who were here 50 years ago? Been here all 50? Oh, terrific. Would you guys just raise your hands so everybody can acknowledge you? There's part of the 50th anniversary crew right there that started with us back in the 60s. Thank you so much. We're going to be recognizing them more this evening at another event, and we appreciate you very much being here and your continued support of everything that we do. So now if I could invite Lieutenant Governor and Ms. Breathitt and other members of our board to join us at the ribbon. We're going to cut the ribbon and open the show officially. And while they're moving to that, I also acknowledge our other board members. Ms. Jennifer Barber's here, Mr. Bill Toll, Mr. Marshall Coyle, who are board members and serve the Commonwealth and help us very much here at the Kentucky State Fair Board. Thank you for being here.